last spring was presented with an idea that grew out of a bar camp in Nairobi, here in Nairobi, to produce an open source map of Kibera. Kibera being perhaps, some say, the largest slum in Africa. And to me, that sounded like a terrific challenge. 6 months later, we were here.
Hello, and welcome to the Technology for Transparency podcast. I'm Rebecca Haycock, a researcher for the Technology for Transparency Network. Today, we speak with Erica Hagen and Mikkel Marin, the founders of Map Kibera. Map Kibera is a collaborative attempt to create a public digital map of Kibera, a slum in Nairobi, Kenya. The project began in October 2009 with the goal of making information about Kibera available to community members.
Data exists, but communities aren't contributing to it and don't have ownership over it. And Kibera is one extreme of that because there was basically nothing available publicly. We met a guy who actually participated in a mapping project previous to Map Kibera, kind of a different sort of thing, but he spent a lot of time collecting data on a particular theme and never actually saw any of the results himself. They were just kind of locked away someplace else.
We just think that the people that live there know better what's going on and what's important, and they should be able to basically tell their own story.
Kibera has received considerable attention from the international community, but much of the data that has been gathered isn't accessible to local residents. Map Kibera trained volunteers from the community in the use of mapping tools so they can make information on local infrastructure and services freely available to residents, nonprofit organizations, and others. As they collect data, Map Kibera also wants to engage other community members in the project.
The question that's been on our mind from the very beginning is how does this really impact people directly? And just to give you one example, we are going to print maps. Paper is cool, and so we're going to print posters to start, distribute those to every school, every church, every clinic in Kibera, so that people can see for themselves what's collected and start to suggest kind of where this is going. We also want to have direct events more in the traditional public participatory GIS style, where you hold community meetings. You have the map as kind of a centerpiece, but you maybe discuss a particular issue, say health services.
We had collected the information and through outreach and partnership with other organizations or developers, we can build the community around it. So, for example, with one of our mainers, a lot of their work is in democracy and governance, so budgeting specifically, whether the money is being spent as it is on paper. So they are going to make use of the map to actually locate those projects and investigate in a little more detail. In a way, it's been more a process of working with those who are already working in the community to support their work.
Ultimately, Erica and Mikkel hope that they can bring Map Kibera to a level where it can operate without their involvement.
And we're also spending a lot of time now discussing how we can work with even different new partners. So say or some organizations to use the map or collect more map data in Kibera, then they can work directly with the team that we've already trained. So we're not quite there yet. We're still sort of acting as intermediaries, but we're trying to like move towards their own sustainability as an entity. I mean, I would love to see that in a couple of years.
And that's all for this episode of the Technology for Transparency podcast. Thanks to Erica and Mikkel for taking the time to be interviewed. You can find Map Kibera online at mapkibera.org, and you can find links to everything we discussed in this podcast at transparency.globalvoicesonline.org. Background music is a song, Bahar Patlotan, by Hyvanlar Alemi, and is available at freemusicarchive.org under a non-commercial share-alike license. This podcast is published under a Creative Commons Attribution License, so please feel free to share and remix it, and please do help us spread the word. Thanks again for listening!